Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
Now, look, this is an amazing opportunity for Australians to get a look at some very iconic guests from the British Museum. How long have you been working on this project? It must have taken a long time just to even arrange the transport.
The transport is one thing, but I think what took the most time is to really to explore all the different data we had. So what we started is we scan some mummies, we use CT scans, and it took us almost a year and a half to go through all the raw data that we got from the CT scans and to try to create those rather cutting-edge visualizations.
And, of course, the CT scan is computer tomography. It's a chance for you to look below those layers while preserving the mummy completely in situ.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a completely non-invasive technique, and it allows us to look at all the different layers from inside the wrappings, below the wrappings, on the skin, but also the bones and all the amulets which were placed inside at all the different levels.
And I imagine the amulets also give a particular indication of the kind of social and religious context of what was happening.
Yeah, I have to say that for me it's something which is particularly interesting because we have an idea of where the amulets are supposed to be placed. But looking at more data and more mummies, I realized that actually it's not that obvious. And before all the CT scan and the X-rays, we had not really any knowledge of where the amulets were placed. So we have some example. For example, the mummy of Tammuz. She has an extraordinarily big range of amulets from head to toes, and a lot of different variants, which are really, really interesting.
And I imagine it also gives you a bit of an idea of the individual who makes up the mummy.
That's another really, really interesting point, because obviously we try to learn as much as possible on the six individuals we present in the exhibition. But what revealed the CT scan is really who were the embalmers. And I think there are some backup stories that we can get out of those visualizations.
And, of course, Egyptology has changed quite a lot. I mean, technology must have been an incredible boon for your particular field.
Yes, and at a lot of different levels. And in the exhibition, you have the technology we used for scanning and for the visualizations, but we used in combination with scientists and conservators at the British Museum. We use quite a lot of new techniques, like imaging techniques, to work on the objects themselves, to try to learn more about them and how they were conceived. And try to learn more, for example, on some of them. You have a black layer of a black deposit, and we try to learn more with imaging techniques, what was the imaging and the decoration, for example.
Look, what do you think it is about mummies in particular that still fascinate us after so many centuries?
Yeah, that's quite interesting. And it started such a long time ago. And there's a long history of fascination of mummies, but not only. I think it's more linked also to ancient Egypt and the fact that we can relate to those individuals. They wanted to live for the afterlife, and they still reach us, and we still try to learn more about who they were and how they lived.
So you think it almost speaks to us and our own kind of fears of mortality still?
That's possible. I mean, I think everyone has a different reason to be interested.
Marie, it sounds like an amazing exhibit. Thank you so much for sharing so much information about it with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.